Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I was transferred to you on a possible fraud charge.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me pull up the account here. Verify your shipping address for me.
My address?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it's 1315 Thompson Street, Lyman, Colorado, 80828.
Thank you. All right, do you see here this is for our contest entry?
I beg your pardon?
I do see here this is for our contest entry. Do you remember entering for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner, or a blender?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. Do you think anybody in your household maybe did this?
I am the only person in my household besides three dogs.
Okay. All right. Well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, we could put this under a fraud investigation, ma'am. Where so we contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP addresses on the account, so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud across fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through that fraud, we offer a courtesy refund amount. That would be a 70. Go ahead, ma'am.
I think I'll just go ahead and have you just do the refund and cancel the account.
Well, we can either go through the fraud or we can do a 75% refund.
A 75% refund is fine.
Okay. I'll issue that refund for you. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate your help. You've been very, very kind.
No problem, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you. I appreciate your help, and I will keep a closer eye on this account. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.